Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chav Zayin and Meseches Nazir, is the 1,141st daf in Shas. We, Bezras Hashem, are learning this from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I'm planning to spend Shabbat Shuva with the Talmidim in the Old City. So I hope before the family is entirely ready to leave, we will be zocha to learn the daf together. Our daf is going to continue the topic on the daf Chavav Amabez, that is going to be the issue of when it comes to the Mishnah's rule that we had on Daf Chav Dalid Amud Aleph, that it all depends on how the monies were designated for a woman who was to be a Nazira. Take a look back in the Mishnah Chav Dalid Amud Aleph. If the monies were designated Stam and her husband revokes the Naziras, so then the money could be used for an Adava to bring Shlamim and Olos, generally actually Olos. However, if it was Mufurish, so then the Dmei Chatas needs to go Yam HaMelech. That was the Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet. Emir Tzashem, on today's Daf, what we're going to discuss is what exactly qualifies as Mufurashos or not. And we're going to follow up on the rule of Rav Huna Merav, 9 lines from the top of Chav Vav and Beis, that says that the only time you could have something at Sasum and the money could go Linadava is Maos. But Behema is Mifureshes. Similarly, the Gemara quotes Rav Simi Bar Ashi saying to Rav Papa that when it comes to Maos, it's Maos the Lo Ophos. That if birds have been taken and already designated for any type of carbon, so then in such a case they will never fall linadava. The Gemara challenges that 3 lines from the bottom on Chavav Amabez. Elohadam Rav Chizda Eina Kinim Misparashos. Kinim refers to the carbonos of a Yoledes, who brings birds. However, it could refer to other carbonos as well. This refers to a zug, a couple, shnei torim, or shnei bnei yona. Says Rav Chizda, misparshos, if the kinim are only considered misparshos, that they're already considered designated, ela ibelikichas habailim. The mefarshim learn that that means that the bailim, when they bought it, said that which bird is going to be lechatos, and which bird is going to be laola. Ibasi is Kohen, or when the Kohen brings them, however. Otherwise, they're not considered misparshos. This contradicts our understanding from yesterday's daf. Concludes the Gemara on the last line of Chavav Amabez. Amai hamos gemirinlan. Didn't we have the Halach L'Moshe Misinai that was suggested from Rav Huna Merav and others? Similarly, we have had this from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that the only time that we consider the animal as something that is not misparshos is if it's in the pre-animal stage. If it's maos, only the maos would be yiplu linadava. So the Gemara says, I don't understand Rav Chizda. Amarle, the Gemara has Rav Papa responding to Rav Simi Barashi. You said that you don't understand Rav Chizda, v'litameich, but I have another problem. Hadisnan, in other words, part of the answer to your question is that you're going to have to deal with another Mishnah in terms of the what is considered Mefurish and what is considered Sasum. Hadisnan, later on, Memhei Menachem, from Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Hevi Shalosh Behemos V'loy Pirish. If a person brought 3 Behemos, 4 his post Nazirus, and he doesn't designate Haru'i L'chatas, the Karev Chatas, that which can be brought as a Karben Chatas, that means the Kivsa is brought as the Karben Chatas, a female sheep, La'ayla, that which is right, La'ayla, which is a male, Tikrav Ayla, and the Ayil is brought as a Shlamim. The Shlamim, Tikrav Shlamim. Amai Ha'amrit Behema Lav K'mifureshes Damya. But didn't we say that a behema is not considered Mifureshes. According to what you had argued from Rav Chisda, that the birds are not going to be considered Mufurish because you didn't actually designate, so then the Psak of Rav Gamliel does not make sense because these behemoths weren't designated, and therefore it must be that your assumption is incorrect, that when it comes to Nazir, we say Moz Gmirilan. But once you have the animals, then the animals are considered designated, and they have to be brought as a carbon. Asks the Gemara, what's the difference between the case of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the case of the Kenan, where we said that Rav Chisda said, Eina Kenan Misparshos, Eli Ibelikichas HaBailim. It needs to be spelled out by the Bailim. Amarle, so Rav Papa is not daunted, and he responds to Rav Simi Barashi. Hasam, over there, when it comes to the case of the Ophos, that Rav Chisda says that they're stumim, v'lokach v'asa. Over there, we're talking about the Yoledes, and there the Torah says, v'lokach v'asa, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, that she takes it, and then she has the carbon brought. Amar Rachmanah, so the Torah is saying, Iba l'kichas bailim, the bailim need to buy it and designate it, Iba siyas kayin, or she has it done through the kayin, and that's when it has chalois shame, its identity of mifurashos. Continues the Gemara. But hachanami, here too, in the case of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why don't we say the same thing? Me, turning on to Amibes, Chazayin Amibes, me matzis armit hadin, could you really say the same thing? Dechatas tikarev ola, that the carbon chatas could be brought as an ola, that's not true, because the carbon chatas, as we delineated before, is nekeva, and the carbon ola is zachar. So then, in such a case, it's not when the bailim spell it out during the shas lekicha. By definition, it's considered designated. Hacha nekeva, hacha zachar. The carbon chatas is an akeva, and the ola is a zachar. So therefore, you can't ask a kasha from Rav Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, the Gemara points out, that's not cut and dry, that the only time that we're going to say the halacha of stumin is only by Moz. It could very well be, as Rav Chisda pointed out, that there are times that by Ophos, you could say that it's considered stumin as well. Masa Rav Nuna now asks a new kasha. Rav Nuna is going back on the words of Rav Nachman on Chavava Mebeis, that an animal that's a balas mum is considered a stuma. Because the Gemara in yesterday's daf had told us that there are quite a few animals that are considered a stuma. Masa Rav Nuna, mi marmina behema balas mum kistuma damya, tashma. Come in here, let's analyze the following question. Ketzad amru ha'ish migaleach al naziras aviv. How do you have a case of a man shaving his own hair on the naziras of his father? This will take place in a couple of dapim on daf lamin amabez. Bizman, the Gemara spells out from a brisa over there. Bizman shal yehu va'aviv nazirim. When he and his father were a Nazir. The Bach has a different girsa. We are going to go with the girsa in front of us. Bizman shal yehu va'aviv nazir. He and his father were both nazir. V'hifrish aviv mos l'nazirusa. And the father designated money for his nazirus. Umes. Va'omar. Hareini nazir almanah shagaleach almos abba. And the son now said, I am going to be a Nazir, but I'm going to use the money that my father had designated for his carbonos. So then, the Brisa goes on and says the following. Ha'yilomos stumos, if his father had just set aside stam money, yiplu l'nedava. Then in such a case, the money should be brought for an olas nedava, like every other case of leftover mos naziris. However, if he had designated already the animals, then the chatas has to die. It was designated for the father. Ola tikariv ola ushlamim yikruv ushlamim. So that's the halacha that we're going to discuss later on. And the Gemara over there is going to spell out that it depends on how the son was mekabel naziris. If the son was mekabel naziris after the father, so then in such a case, then he'll actually be able to use the father's karbanos. And when we said that the halacha is that he cannot use it, like the seifa of we just learned, is in a case of where the son was already a nazir. That has to do with why the Bach changed around the girsa, because the girsa that's in front of us is a little bit unclear and does not differentiate between whether the son had been a nazir beforehand or not. And the halacha actually is he could use his father's karbanos if he was not a nazir beforehand. Now, for our purposes, the deal goes as follows. My lava filu balas mum. It would seem to indicate that even if the animals are balas mumin, we consider them mefurashim. And we say that the chatas has to die. The fact that the brisa there does not differentiate leads our Gemara to say the following. The Gemara says that is mashma, that whether the animal is a balas mum or not, if the karmen chatas was designated by the father, and it wasn't a case of when the son becomes a nazir afterwards, so then in such a case, the animal is going to have to die. And it doesn't make a difference between whether it's an animal's a balas mum or not. It says Gemara lo tmima, it's not a kashan or a nachman, because it could be that it's an animal without a blemish. Aval balas mum kistuma damia. But maybe we consider balas mum like a stuma, and therefore the halacha is that the animal does not have to die. You sell the money, and the money is used to buy oilus. Says the Gemara, my irya mos. If that is so, that this halacha is like Rav Nachman said, then why does our Mishnah say specifically mos? Lema haisala behema balas mum yipluna dava. Why don't we learn also another halacha in the Mishnah? And that is the halacha balas mum, because it doesn't only apply to money. It went so far, the expression of money, that led us to believe on the bottom of Chavavah Mebeis that it's Hilchas of Gemirah law specific by money. Let the Mishnah, according to Rav Nachman, spell out, Lema, Haisla Behemas, Balas Mum, Yipluna Dava. Says the Gemara, Hachinami. It's just as well as if it had said it. Because Balas Mum Lamai Kadesh, in what way is a Balas Mum Kadosh? It doesn't have a status of a carbon, because it can't be brought as a carbon. L'dami, it has Kadosh only for money. Dami Hani Mos, this is a fascinating yisod in the Gemara, in terms of Kachim. Behema Balas Mum is considered absolutely of no significance in terms of its status as a carbon. It can't be brought as a carbon at all. Lamai Kadeshi, L'dami. So Dami Hainu Mos. Masiv Rava asked the following kasha. We learned in the pasuk Karbonai that the Torah Akdosha tells us, this is a Gemara in Krisus, and there we're talking about a person who had to bring a carbon chatas, and he was mafresh behem and he died. It gets a little bit more complicated there because his son was also chayiv a carbon chatas. His son is not able to bring the carbon that his father designated, because it has to be karbonoi, his carbon. And therefore, Chazal learned, b'karbonoi hu yoytze, ve'eni yoytze b'karbon aviv. In such a case, the son cannot use his father's carbon. Analyzes the Gemara. Yochol lo yotze b'karbono shel aviv, shehifrish min akala min achamura, o min achamura l'akala. I might have had a havamina that he can use his father's carbon if his father had to bring a carbon that was more chomer. For example, the case of the father's carbon. Let's start with the example of Mefarish, that the father's carbon is an Avera Kala. He was over on Shavuos Eidus or Shavuos Bito, he says the Mefarish in the first three, last lines, the first three wide lines on our Amud, and the son was over on an Avera Chamura, and that is that he ate Chelev or Dam. Those are Chayve Krisus, or cases of Chayve Mises Bezdin. So then in such a case, So then he can't be mafresh min akala chamura min achamura lakala. Avol yotzei bekarbet shiver shavim min akala lakala. What happens if they were over the same type of avera? Both were over shvuas ha'edus. Or one was over shvuas ha'edus, the other shvuas bitui. Or one was over dam and the other was ched. We're both dam. O min achamura chamura tam alarma karbonoi, karbonoi. It says karbono two times. It says, "Oyhoida love chatos asher chata vehevi karbonoi siras izim tmima nikeva al chatos asher chata." Twice in the pasuk. That was what we just read. Is the second pasuk, which is pasuk chav ches, and the pasuk we had read earlier of karbonoi is pasuk chav gimel over there in perek dalid in Vayikra, and therefore the gzeres hakasa is telling us. Bekarbono yotzev en yotzev bekarbono shalaviv. Yochol yotzev bekarbon aviv. I might think that behema shehifresh afil min akala kaim nechamura chamura sherei ein adam migaleach al behema salvin b'naziris. I would have thought that maybe it's because of the halacha that in general a person cannot use his nazirus for his father's karban, as we had delineated earlier, that in most cases, as we will see on Daf Lamed, the son cannot piggyback off his father's karbanos. Avol yotze b'mos shifresh aviv. But the money of his father, that his father had separated money, afil mechamura alkal min akal alchamura, I would have thought that in such a case he can. Why? Sherei adam migaleach hamosav b'naziris. Because a son can be migaleach if he there's money that his father had designated. And when do we say that he can? Bizman Shein Stumen, when the father had designated stam money for Naziris. Velo Bizman Shein Mefurashin. But if he had spelled out that they were for Naziris, then you can't. Which is, as the Mefarish points out on the top line of Chavches Amid Alf, the exact of Halacha and Mishnah. Tamaloymer Karbonoi, Bekarbonu Yotze, Veini Yotze, Bekarbon Aviv. That's what the Gzeres HaKosev is, that he can't use his father's Karbon, even though when it comes to Naziris, you can. However, once the father has designated a carbon lechatos, so then in such a case, he will not be able to use his father's carbon. And that's the third time in that parsha in Vayikra Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Beis, where it says carbon. Bezer Hashem, we have learned Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is always a time that's a little bit busy, especially Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva. And there's so much to say in Shabbos Shuva. If you're interested, we did discuss with the Talmidim on Thursday night a little bit of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And I encourage every one of you to search out Balei Mashpia, Talmidei Chachamim, to listen to during these momentous days, Lahavdil. And we will leave our daf over here on Daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Nazir. And may we zoche to grow as we come closer to Kudsha Brichu, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem. Beis Hashem, this concludes Daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Nazir.